Are you still a buzz about the World Cup? I know I am. There has been some sad news, though, for soccer fans, particularly Paralympians here in Australia who are soccer fans. The National Paralympic Soccer Team, the Pararoos, have had their funding completely cut. The Australian Sports Commission says the team's world ranking of 10 just isn't good enough, and it has cut funding, around $175,000 a year. The Pararoos head coach Paul Brown is not taking the news lying down. He says this is discrimination against people with disabilities. He started an online petition to plead his case with the sports minister, Peter Dutton, and he joins us on the line now. Paul, are you optimistic that there'll be any reversal here?
Hi, Wally. Nice to talk to you. I would hope that our Australian Sports Commission and our government, once they start to look into the situation, would see that the decision by the Australian Sports Commission was basically unjust and not right. So I'm hoping that once things die down with the Glasgow Commonwealth Games, I'm hoping that they'll take the opportunity to look at. Look and review the decision that they've made.
The issue, though, is that the philosophy that we have for sports funding has changed markedly. And so I think it was called the winning edge strategy, where the idea was we will pump money to those things that will deliver us the most medals. It's that kind of dog-eat-dog world. So is this really about discrimination against people with disabilities, or is it really more about this kind of bean-counting approach to sport?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. I mean, I've been involved with Football Federation Australia in this program since 2006. I only recently reviewed the proposal that Football Federation Australia put to the Australian Sports Commission regarding the funding. And I was never consulted. My staff, my manager were never consulted. And it's just like over the last couple of days, I've had a chance to have a look at it. Now, Matthew Fabia from the Australian Sports Commission says that they'll only fund sports that are basically guaranteed a medal. And yet, if you go to the Winning Edge medal tally, the sport of boccia, which has been a development sport since 2008, much like us, it basically says that they're unlikely to win in Rio. But basically, the APC is targeting a strong performance in 2020, and as such, will keep their funding. So there's a bit of a paradox there with regard to the culture that's being.
Well, you're saying that some people are being treated more leniently than others. I mean, are the Pararoos considered to be medal chances in 2020?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, we really haven't been given a chance. I mean, we've been battling, or the program has been battling since 2006 to in the elite stages of, or the elite levels of football. And we've progressed. We have a huge potential. If you look at the Dutch, they have full-time academies in Holland, full-time Paralympic football academies. The Russians, the Ukrainians, they have basically professional players. That's all they do. They just play football. They have full-time. They have professional leagues for Paralympic football in Russia and the Ukraine. The British team. Well, the English team, their budget is £6 million.
It's a hell of a thing for us to be competing against that sort of investment, I know. It must be very difficult. Actually, just tell me briefly, though, about the players involved. What sort of conditions do they have?
Well, mainly Paralympic football is the players have varying degrees of spasticity. So basically a tightening of the muscles. It's interesting. As soon as people hear the word Paralympic, the first thing they think about is a wheelchair, and they say, "Well, hold on, man, how do you play football in a wheelchair?" Mm. My players, they're up, they're about, and they play very good football. They're getting better all the time. I mean, we have one of the youngest teams in the world. I mean, our average age is around just a bit above 19. And, you know, when we play an international, we're, at times we're playing against, as I said before, basically professional players. So the fact that we've actually kept a ranking of you know, 10, 12 in the world is an amazing feat, and it's a real tragedy.
It's a good effort. Now, I understand there's a petition on change.org for people who are interested in getting along and supporting that petition, but I also noted that you've been told not to talk about these cuts. Why?
Well, I knew that, and of course the FFA knew, you know, last year, and they were trying to negotiate because it was basically a partnership between the Football Federation Australia and the Australian Paralympic Committee. The Australian Paralympic Committee, through the Australian Sports Commission, would basically fund the program, and Football Federation Australia would basically manage it. But to a certain extent, they managed it, but didn't really put any sort of funding into it, except for, you know, some uniforms and that type of thing.
No, that's fine, Paul. I was going to move on anyway as it is. But thank you very much for talking to us. I do appreciate it. Just mentioning again, that petition is at change.org if you would like to see the Pararoos funding cut reversed. See how you go with the Sports Minister, Paul. I do appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Paul Brown, the head coach of the Pararoos. 17 minutes to 7. Thank you for all the texts. There's still lots of them coming in. I'll do my best. One just on that issue says, if it's only medal winners, did the Socceroos get any money? $175,000 is peanuts. Yeah, maybe. 0418 226 576.